All right. That's what we got. We got a full slate. And, oh, by the way, time for the Right Side Way opening monologue. And let me just remind you guys, as always, that my brother-in-the-law, Stan McDonald, is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. Stan McDonald, 30-year practitioner in the practice of law, longtime conservative, sponsor daily of the Right Side Way. And I'll tell you more about him in a few minutes. All right. So, So former FBI Director James Comey was just indicted on counts related to obstruction of justice and lying to Congress. Somewhere, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is having a fine day as he reads the headlines. And truthfully, I think that a lot of deep staters in D.C. just spit out their coffee. As a legal scholar, Jonathan Turley pointed out, D.C. is a town that runs on leaks and lies, and for Comey to be indicted for leaking and lying is a whole new day, and there are going to be any number of people who start deleting their text messages and scrubbing their emails. I'm going to dive into Comey's situation in a minute, but I don't know if you saw the other legal headlines or not. You see, tucked in between things like Comey and foreign policy and TikTok deals and economic indicators and more, there was a story that indicates that justice may actually be returning to the justice system. In fact, there were two stories. Because earlier this week, in a landmark smackdown that rivals anything from an MMA octagon, Atlanta District Attorney Fannie Willis got her fanny handed to her by the Georgia Supreme Court. Now, she had previously received a shocking and well-earned rebuke of her misguided attempt to commit lawfare and abuse the criminal justice system to suit her own political grievances. The Georgia Appellate Court had determined last year that Fannie Willis had so grievously committed acts of impropriety in her rushed zeal to get Trump that the only way to restore confidence in the justice system was to actually fully and completely remove her from the case. So the Georgia Supreme Court, as of 2 days ago, has now declined to review that appeals court ruling against her, meaning that it sticks. Fannie's off the case, never more to pursue the matter herself. I suspect the Georgia case against Trump is now over. And as we all know, it never should have happened. By the way, Fannie, she didn't lose her job, although that's still possible. The state bar looks at it and decides she ought to be punished with removal of her license. But without losing her job, she was fired, just like that. In other words, she did such a horrible job and committed such incomprehensible, impudent, unethical, and potentially illegal acts that the senior courts in her state won't even let her continue the case. Yeah, she didn't get fired. She was torched, and rightfully so. And by the way, the other case, as icing on the cake this week, disgraced former FBI agent Peter Strzok just had his lawsuit against the government thrown out this week. Yes, he did. Apparently, he was fired for cause, and the idea that his First Amendment rights were somehow violated did not sit well with the court. Look, these are weird times in which we live, right? Weird. And to some degree, these are unprecedented times. You see, in D.C. and other places, liberals have been haranguing conservatives in the courts for the past 4 years or more. Things like the January 6 riots at the U.S. Capitol, claiming it was an insurrection. Insurrection. People were locked up for the past few years without any due process because they were allegedly impeding the flow of governance. But yet, nothing was said or done about lawfare from the left. Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, James Comey, Peter Strzok, the whole cabal. Right. It is as if the world was captive to some madness. Some kind of strange mental estrangement from reality where the narrative was twisted every day. Nothing beats the left's abuse of the justice system. I mean, Hunter Biden got a pardon for anything and everything he ever did or could have done for a span of a whole decade, while people like Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro and General Michael Flynn all had their lives ripped away by zealous prosecutors eager to get Trump. Keep in mind, it was Comey who authorized the entrapment interview of General Flynn that cost him his job as National Security Advisor and really cost him 4 years of his life. So yeah, prosecution on principle, not a good thing. What do I mean by that? I mean that it needs to be an evidence-based actual crime against the rule of law and the peace of society. But having an agenda first, a principle of getting someone at any cost, like when Letitia James ran for office and said her whole role in life was going to be to get Trump, using the court system to seek revenge or to outline a political agenda as opposed to simply making society safe, well, that's not what Lady Justice wears the blindfold for. That's called lawfare, and it needs to be abolished. Now, I'll be honest, some on the left are already screaming that what left-wing activist prosecutors and judges have been doing against Trump and other conservatives for years is what is being done today to James Comey. Possibly soon, maybe even to John Bolton, we hear. But let's not forget that while Comey may hate Trump, that he's allegedly a Republican, right? Yeah, how about that? Trump didn't go after a Democrat. He went after another Republican. Actually, it's not even Trump doing it. It's the system doing it. Oh, that's right. Oh, by the way, it's the grand jury doing it. Oh, that's what it was. It was something that was presented to a grand jury. It's an actual indictment. But yeah, Comey is a Republican, but he's also a leaker and a liar. By his own confession, James Comey intentionally leaked classified information to outside sources for the sole purpose of putting himself in a better personal position. He admitted to that. There's a recording, a video of him doing it. He testified that way. He also lied to Congress. And James Comey is also the man who pressed forward on the Crossfire Hurricane investigation of the alleged Russia collusion hoax that tore our nation's public discourse to shreds for several years. And to be honest, that level of recklessness to pursue something he knew had been fabricated and had been developed on behalf of the Hillary Clinton campaign, it could have led to any number of catastrophes on the world stage, to include even a war with Russia. Comey chose to wag the dog with Russia, 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 and then he lied about it, and then he leaked it, and then he wrote a book about so-called ethical leadership. Go figure. And he went on a speaking tour. He was the darling of the left. And now a grand jury has handed down an indictment, and Comey will get to spend his book advance on legal fees. Look, as an attorney myself, I have focused my 2 decades of legal practice largely on civil law. But within my firm, we have lawyers that practice civil and criminal and domestic and guardianships and real estate and bankruptcy, you name it. As an attorney, I believe strongly that my job is to zealously pursue and defend my clients' interests, but I also know that sometimes I have to advise my clients that what they feel is not the same as what they can sue for. That's why lawyers are sometimes referred to as counselors, because we're actually giving legal counsel, both good and bad. But I should also say that I take pride in my profession. As an officer of the court, I was sworn in having already provided all the information necessary for background checks, fingerprinting, the whole thing. I am sworn to also maintain my license by taking annual continuing legal education, which, by law, must include ethics training as well, every year. And I'm not alone in that. It's the same for anybody who practices law. And maybe I'm just a small fry Alabama lawyer, you know? I'm not the district attorney of Atlanta or Manhattan or San Francisco, Los Angeles, Baltimore, whatever, all with George Soros funding my campaign. But I suspect that all those others that I just mentioned are supposed to be held to the same kind of standards, rigorous standards, and rules of conduct that I am. I know that many on the left right now are going to say, and already are, that the Trump DOJ is just doing the same thing that I just described, but I would dare say this is different. You see, Trump had nothing to do with Fannie Willis getting fired. Her own courts did that. Trump had nothing to do with Peter Strzok having his case dismissed. Trump wasn't involved in that. And Trump was not sitting on the grand jury in one of the most liberal districts in the nation when they handed down their indictment of James Comey after hearing the evidence, which I'm sure included his own admissions of wrongdoing. Now, does Trump want justice against people like Comey? Of course he does. Why would he not? They tried to bankrupt him, jail him, dishonor him, ruin his businesses, ruin his family life. Of course he wants evildoers to face their day in a courtroom and give account for their actions. Wouldn't you? Comey will have his day in court. He'll hire the best attorneys he can find, and I hope that when it comes time to hear a verdict, that General Flynn's there sitting in the gallery smiling at Comey and watching as justice comes back around and karma sets in hard. Those rogue DAs and investigators who prosecute on principle, they might be practicing in a more liberal venue than the beautiful North Alabama area where I am, but nonetheless, the even and unbiased application of the law is still supposed to be the rule. And sometimes, y'all, it's not just the client that needs to hear things they don't want to hear. Sometimes the lawyer, the DA, the U.S. attorney, the FBI director, even the judge, might all need to be told things that go contrary to their personal notions. To step back, to objectively look at a case or a prosecution and make sure they don't have their own grievances, emotions, politics, and prejudices wrapped up in it. Somebody should have done that with Fannie Willis. Somebody should have done that with Peter Strzok. Somebody should have done that with James Comey. Somebody should have told them the practice of law is not for vendettas, and lawyers should not be engaged in lawfare. And so, yeah, Fannie got her fanny handed to her, and Strzok got struck down. And Comey, he's coming along for a perp walk. And it may have saved Lady Justice in the process, because they all fooled around and found out, didn't they? That's some lawfare karma right there, y'all. It's a wrap for the Right Side Way.